Hey, can you hear me okay on the app?
Yeah, absolutely, I can hear you. You guys can still hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay, I think I'm going to just go ahead and get started. And I just kind of can't believe how big this call has gotten. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't know who I am, my name is Mary, and I run operations at Blue Emerald Alchemy and Super Beings. Tonight, we have Molly here, who is a longtime dear friend and longtime member, and has been helping us out at Blue Emerald for a long time in many capacities, kind of running behind the scenes support, and also happens to be an amazing channel. And she channels an incredible being, and we're going to hear more about one of the latest transmissions from the lady, and we'll get more into that. But I just wanted to kind of circle back around on this theme of sovereignty and talk a little bit more about if people are not up to speed on that, kind of point them in that direction. And we had a post recently on the superbeings.net website, and it was in the thread was about sovereignty. Let me see if I can find the title of it. Tell you. Yeah, new paradigm disciplines and actions for sovereignty. And it was essentially an announcement that was shared for people who would like to consciously, if you have not ever done so, and for all I know, maybe you have, make like a formal official decree for your freedom and sovereignty. And this is a major priority to spread this information to anyone that you think also might be open or interested in that. Because I feel like we've all been manipulated to some extent on many different levels by forces, dark forces that have control agendas. And I don't know if anybody has had a chance to do their ceremony that we suggest, whether it's just like a decree that you've, you know, made aloud to yourself in private, or if you went out into nature and made your decree out there. It's really incredible, and it feels amazing. And if anybody wants to share that experience, I would love to hear about it. But if you haven't yet had a chance to do that, you can read that post, you can read that, you can use the script that we put up there and see if you feel like a difference showing up in your world. It would be interesting to see what those results would be after you make that decree. So we wanted to just kind of refresh everybody about that. I know we've talked about it in the past, but maybe not everybody's up to speed. And I also want to hand over the microphone to Molly for any information and thoughts or sharings that she has about this particular subject. Molly, you can go. Let me know if I need to unmute you. Let's see.
Hello.
Hey. Molly. Did we lose you? I can see you, but I can't hear you. Hmm.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey. I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, my I'm setting up a new computer, but apparently the browser I'm using it doesn't like. So. Hello, Mary. Hello, everybody. So good to be here. I'm looking for my headset because I'm on speaker right now. So just bear with me a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
All right. So just first a little background with the being that I speak with. I call her the Lady of the White Fountain, and she's actually part of a group of beings. And they are beings that are watchers and have tremendous care over the emotional field and the waters of this planet. And, okay, there's the headset on now. And these beings have, I'm getting a echo.
I think we need to get rid of your other avatar, so I'm going to close that out, okay?
Okay, I closed it. All right, there we go. So if you were on the last call we had, Jason gave some background, so I won't go into too much detail other than they have, over the years, from time to time, provided Jason with and all of us with information and tasks to do with regarding healing of the waters on this earth and different, I'd say, ceremonies and beings that we work with in order to keep the to help do our part in what would you say, Mary? Like really,
I don't know,
the
balancing the planet when we're called
yeah.
to do so.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's actually channeling per se, but I do have she talks to me, and so I do my best to translate as clearly as possible what she or transmit clearly as possible what she's saying. So I don't know if you want me to go into what I would say at this point is that I'm sorry, I'm just like struggling with words here, but there are with this latest alchemy, she has talked about those of us who are using the Sri Yantra alchemy, if we so desire, and I think Jason mentioned this in the last call, but it was, if we'd like to, we can use this alchemy as, once we have the alchemy and the codes within us, we can be beacons on this planet to help shine light on hidden places. And a lot of these hidden places are the subconscious being within humans. And so we can use this alchemy to shine light from our meta selves or our higher selves that will literally bring light to the hidden places, this unresolved and quite frankly absconded subconscious entities that are a part of every human. And that humans have unwittingly agreed since childhood to allow to be servants of those that are like predators on this planet. So we're kind of coming from that fourth dimensional realm. So person who takes this alchemy can help restore and help the subconscious ghost unified or returned back to the person that they came from, that they fragmented from. And so it's helping these wandering ghosts, basically. There's a lot of ghosts all over the planet that are actually fragments from people's subconscious. They're out there just, through conditioning from very, very early age. people have given their power away. They've given their emotional, you know, they're allow themselves to be emotionally triggered by a lot of things. And so they're not really in control or having a cohesive unification in their bodies internally of the subconscious with the conscious, with the metaconscious. So these subconscious parts of people are just kind of wandering around the planet. I know this might seem kind of abstract, but I don't know how much, you know, and I could really get into detail on this, but I don't think we really need to at this point, other than just knowing that you have that ability with the use of this alchemy, in addition to, really fortifying that the decrees that you make, the decrees of sovereignty, but you also have that ability to help other beings on this planet find their own sovereignty. So by not by judging people, but by just shining your own light, like, you know, turning on your own inner light, amplifying it, like having a relationship with that part of yourself that is the meta self, and just turning it on, you can help bring people's subconscious fragments back to themselves. So right now we have on this planet, we have just people that are, a lot of people are going nuts. And so by you, just by being you and by kind of amplifying your own energies with the Sri Yantra and letting it shine, you can help just really help on a subconscious and fourth dimensional level. Help these beings go back to their, you know, where they belong, and not be tools of the dark energies anymore. So, I don't know if you want to add to that, Mary, and maybe clarify a little bit.
I feel like you did a really good job of summarizing. Does anybody need any clarification on that? Straw man rabbit hole stuff tie into this. Nexus said, would the straw man rabbit hole stuff tie into this? Are you talking about the kind of stuff related to like the larger kind of disclosure / Q movement, or?
Can I speak?
Yeah.
So the straw man stuff is basically, it ties into your birth certificate and when you were born, how your parents released your soul to the Vatican. And by going down the straw man rabbit hole, you figure out that when you were born, your soul was given away. So when you go down the rabbit hole, you figure out how to do through government channels, how to basically take your, it's a fictitious identity, but you take that back. And you become one of the creditors. You become part of the system and you control the straw man. And I can tell you, when I did all of that, even though I never took part in all of the things that you can do, like we have a Federal Reserve account, we can write off all of this debt and all of that. But when I did that, I think it changed me. Even though I never took part in anything, it's like I took my existence back. And that straw man stuff is, you know, you become part of the system when you partake in everything, but if you remove yourself from their shackles and their constraints, even if it's just with pieces of paper and writing and a decree, it is so powerful. It will change you on levels that you can't even imagine until a year or two later, you're like, holy moly, I'm no longer one of their slaves. So, yeah.
Wow. That's like a whole other chapter but it's interesting because that keeps coming back into my particular sphere over and over again. Like, you are literally the third or fourth person within the last 8 weeks that has brought it up. And it might be because, you know, I'm sure because of the COVID and like basically calling into question all forms of authority that the subject is partly coming up, but This doesn't necessarily have anything to do with those kind of more concrete legal channels, but I do know someone who has information on how to go about doing that if people are interested. And there are varying levels that you can go to, from what I understand. And I've never wanted to like necessarily go all the way like you're talking about.
Right.
Because it's something that you can't undo once you do it. Like it's you're kind of really, once you're sovereign, you are kind of on your own and fully out there, and you've got to kind of follow certain rules up to a certain point. It's complicated. Like it's a complicated process. And but there are definitely, the information is out there if people are interested in taking it to that level. And what I'm talking about is like very legal channels where you use the postal system to help you accomplish it in a very specific way. But it's all really fascinating. This is much more of a like an energetic decree, but it wouldn't surprise me if it still acts in a lot of the similar ways that own ritual that you're describing provides. Because lately I feel way more free in the information that I'm sharing with people. I feel less inhibited to talk about things that would normally have made me kind of hold back. If anybody has anything to share on their experience in becoming more sovereign, I don't know if Street Poet is on this call, but he says, I seem to recall he had an experience or an impression that it had an effect on him doing it.
And Mary, I'd just like to add that there are more groups and people out there that are organizing to help support this. So, for instance, Sasha Stone, who some of you may be familiar with, he is one of the founders of the New Earth Project. And I believe through the New Earth Project, there are starting to be like groups that are coming together to form like sovereign nations, so to speak. And so I think that's another area where there might be now more substantial support for this type of thing. And of course, like I know Nasara and Jasara aren't really necessarily exactly this, but there are elements of people that are kind of involved with that are also doing with the straw man. And there's also the Ubuntu movement. If people are interested, look into the Ubuntu movement, which comes out of South Africa, which is basically it's contributionism. So I think that there are a lot of ways where people are starting to take the shackles off. But I would just like to add that although what we're doing is more on the subtle level, the energetic levels, I think, and I agree, I mean, you did say this, Mary, that all of this is tied in. You know, it definitely, it's making, our own stand, basically, of saying we do not consent to this anymore. And it's also, it's like, we see you. Talking to these forces, these manipulators, it's like, we see you. And I'm saying no, because part of their game, their gig was to, kind of say that they were getting permission from us all along, because we agree to things through the movies we watch, by not saying no, you know, when the Patriot Act or the National Defense Authorization Act, I mean, all these kind of things in the more 3D world happen, we all just sort of roll along and go, oh, okay, you know. So we're now starting to say we're not giving consent. And I think if those of you are really watching what's going on in the world, it's like more and more they're revealing themselves. Like their straw man is starting to fall apart, because what they're doing is becoming so obvious. So I just wanted to add that, that it's really kind of a beautiful thing to... there are those who maybe need to be the fighters and fight all this, but there's really the so-called battle, in a way, is more of one of transformation. It's transforming ourselves and just kind of walking away from this old paradigm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the straw man, what you did with the straw man stuff, it's very powerful. It does change our energy signature. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Is Jason still on the call? He said, one more interesting piece of information. I was thinking it was maybe Jason.
There's an earthquake.
Yeah, sorry,
we're having an
earthquake. I can't hear you.
We're having an earthquake.
Yeah, you're having an earthquake? Literally?
We're having an earthquake, yes.
Whoa.
I'm in the Mojave Desert. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, we have all of these underground, like China Lake Naval Base is, as the crow flies, probably less than 100 miles from here, and or maybe about 100. And I think that some of these earthquakes, like we had last year with the Ridgecrest earthquake, was actually, potentially them kind of, some of that's being dismantled. There's a lot of dismantling that's going on right now of underground facilities where they were doing a lot of the stuff with children and whatnot. So, but it's interesting. Plus, you know, we have a lot of solar activity going on. So, anyway.
Yes. Go on. I can hear you, Jason. Oh, yeah. So here's an interesting tidbit that we found out today. Jason was in conversation with a good friend and a psychic that we work with from time to time. And they were kind of going back and forth, diving into some, just kind of wanting to dig deep into the COVID stuff. And one of the tidbits of information that came through was concerning the 100,000 people that have passed due to COVID. And according to Kathy, the information that came through was those that passed were people who had not made the choice for service to self or service to others. And they needed to, I guess, just pass on. And I thought that was, I thought that was pretty interesting. And, there was so much more that it's almost like that's got to be possibly collated and aggregated into another phone call. There's a plan unfolding, and who is breathing? Did somebody fall asleep?
My mic is muted, so it's not me.
Is that Nexus, perhaps?
No, snoring. Maybe they fell asleep.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh man, I hope we're not boring.
Hi, Mary. Can you hear me? Blaine's.
Hey. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, pretty lady. You were talking about the straw man thing.
Yeah, you know about this. You've done
stuff about this. You want me to start?
Let's just ask. Molly, did you think we covered everything? Is there anything else from that transmission to report? Other than
looking through notes here. No, I mean, I think, you know, Jason's spoken of this before, and, you know, it's just really the message is that we all have that. We have that authority. We have that authority, and it's not coming from our lower 3D mind of saying, I'm going to fix people. I'm going to fix. But it really is just kind of turning on the light switch in a sense. And with the intention that one of the effects of that is that you're helping to defragment people. So it's kind of bringing the soul fragments back in for a lot of humanity, and it's not going to be an easy thing. So part of that, and this work's been going on for several weeks already, and you know, everything's intertwined, and so part of, you know, the more that people are having to face their dark side, because that's part of what this is, people's subconscious and their, what they consider, what they don't want to look at is coming home. And so that's part of the work that we can contribute to, is just sort of helping with that reconciliation. So yeah, that's about it. And then, you know, there's more transmissions that have come that I'm kind of talking with Jason about, and that it has to do with water. Of course, it's always or often, you know, because the waters are the carriers of memory, and they're the carriers of information, and waters are, you know, something that's in the entire universe is water, whether it's through plasma or, you know, whatever form it's in. It's so important. And so there are some kind of prayers, in a sense, it's not really a prayer, but some energetic intentions that we can start working on. And we can talk about this at the next call, but as far as really kind of keeping a recursive wave going around the planet, in terms of helping to clear the codes of the waters on this planet, because there's a lot of programming that's still in them, especially, you know, with so much of the water's been damaged, in a sense. So, you know, that'll be the next call, I think, coming up.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, Mary.
Yeah. So I wanted, yeah, that is massive. Like, I can't even believe the synchronicity of that, because I was just reading something about that in the latest book that I want to talk about for the next call. But I want to finish
Good.
The book, because there's so much. It was that one that I texted you about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So if anybody is not interested in hearing about the straw man stuff, I think that's kind of the, or if anybody wants to share anything about anything going on more recently in their universe or world as related to the alchemy or what we're experiencing collectively, feel free. And then I think we'll go into the straw man stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to share a poem with you all, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've been following the Super Beings for like 2 or 3 years now, and I've been on the forum, but I'm just kind of a ghost follower. So this is my first call, and it's been very beautiful and synchronistic, and everything that you guys have been talking about has been spot on with what's been going on in my own life. But I wanted to share this this message of remembrance with everyone that's on this call. Speaking of decrees and sovereignty, I invoke and decree the highest potentiality of infinite wisdom, absolute abundance, quantum health, and pure love be crystallized in this forever now moment, raising the vibration to elicit sensations of bliss, pure, potent presence be restored in every waking moment of the dream. May golden white light protect us from being taken off the path by illusions, rooted in confusion, to release all doubt, fear, and anger, and install the quiet knowing, walking humbly in service to the all, for the collective ascension of humanity, free to be anything born out of infinity, to manifest divinity in all that I see, lifting the density and piercing the veil with crystal clear perception, navigating the murky waters with grace, blow, and ease. Ask and you shall receive, calling upon all luminous lovers of the light for healing and sealing of the divine truth and love into every cell of my being, to rewire patterns that lead me into darkness, peering into every recess and crevice to clean my channel and claim my birthright, to shine as a beacon of light, an overflowing chalice, if only to remind others of the gift of life. Planting the seed of my heart's true intentions, nurturing with my will, allowing its petals to unfurl towards the eternal sun, that which greets us with the warmth of new beginnings. I pray all beings may be happy and free. I pray all beings may be happy and free, for I am sovereignty, safely resting over their shoulders to move all obstacles and boulders, refining our edges, eroding the corrosion to represent virtues of the higher realms, awakening the leader within to be at the helm of a golden age of the divine expression of you, the universe dancing in the arms of the mother to the heartbeat within your chest. Heed the call, show up in your highest to fly with us to heaven's gate. The angels await with bated breath for the chance to romance a life unbound, untethered to the stormy weather of the mind, recoding reality to reflect picture perfect paradigms of the Most High. We let the past die, resting in peace, to arrive at perspectives of the ancient future our ancestors believed we could achieve. Now is the time to rise out of the darkness, the depths of the abyss, to sit atop the throne, welcoming home divine providence in every aspect of self, loving everyone else as yourself, a holographic echo chamber rippling out for all eternity to continually return unto me in all forms of divinity. And so it is.
And so it is.
Wow.
I could physically feel that, like these waves of energy, like I was swimming in this golden, diamond-like waves of energy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that got imprinted on my cells and probably everybody on this call, and this is amazing. Thank you. Thank you for that.
If you feel so inclined and want to post that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I would love to say that again and again and again. I'd love to hear
that
you say it again.
That could be somebody's decree. Somebody could, if under your permission, of course, like maybe somebody could use that as their decree. That's so powerful.
That is very powerful. Yeah. It helped free you.
Absolutely, yeah. And these messages, well, these poems, they literally come to me as my higher self, and you know, they come, and I might not even understand what the poem is about until 3, 6, 9 months later, and then I get, you know, it actually like integrates into my being, and by saying the poems, just like the decrees that you guys had posted in the newsletter, you know, you reprogram yourself on a subconscious level, and it really does shift internally, which, as we know, the internal is a reflection of the external. So it cleans up a lot of that fragmentation that Holly was talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
And what is your name?
Blaine.
This is Blaine.
This is Blaine's, yes. I'm down here.
Darren, who did the poem?
Darren.
I actually go by Flowing River is my artist handle.
So, Flowing River. Righteous.
Very nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for allowing me the space to share. Blessings.
Thanks for what you just did.
Yeah.
Very, very, very enlightening.
Gracias.
Yeah, I feel...
don't be such a ghost anymore.
Yeah.
I'm coming out.
Creator pushing.
Thanks to you guys.
Yeah, and you know, I would, I don't know how technologically inclined you are, but that would be something tremendous to make a video of, so that it can get out to the world. I mean, I really think that needs to get out to people.
And, I can tell you right now that his energy is so strong. What he puts out is, it completely tingled through me the whole time he was saying it. And he needs to not be a ghost anymore. He needs to come out with the big boys and start stomping the ground.
Yeah, people are going to receive that and love that. And if anybody's, I feel like right now, more than ever, like there needs to be like art and creativity that is kind of like transcending the sort of aggressive sort of us versus them mentalities where, because I mean, as important as it has been for probably a lot of us to kind of recognize on deeper levels of being what's going on, at the same time, I feel we can put our energies towards the more unifying and kind of envisioning this new earth that we're trying to birth into being and participate in being that example, that living example. And that's kind of the stuff that does that.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you. Yeah, I just had tingles through my whole body, you know, when you're calling me into coming out of the cocoon and like stepping into the light and just really being seen. Like, it's definitely something part of my ancestry that I worked to heal with on my mother's side about, you know, speaking our truth and fully being expressed, especially also being in the, you know, having chose service to others. And as you guys all know, seeing other practitioners and people step out into the light and then having the darkness kind of like take them out. So releasing that fear and being like, okay, vibration is like raised up, like we can distill this information now, people are ready for it. And not only are they ready, they want it, you know. So thank you for that confirmation.
Oh my God. Yeah, they're
thank
ready.
And do you go by ahead. Flowing River on the Super Being site or by your name?
I think that was a while back, so I don't think I changed my name yet. It might be under Darren. It might be under Flowing River. I'm going to log in and double check.
Are you from England? Are you in England?
No, I'm in Ojai, California.
Oh, oh, what a nice place.
Nice place there.
Yeah, I love Ojai.
Oh, I want to go there sometime.
Good energy up there.
There you are, Flowing River.
It's a vortex.
Yes,
that's where Super Being is from.
Would you guys like, I've actually got to head out shortly, but would you guys care to hear one more poem that's a little bit more fun?
What's taking you so long? Sorry. Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. This one's more fun. It's definitely for everyone that's chosen service to others. And then Spirit said, do you want to take up this sacred mission? I felt into my intuition and I said, so you're telling me all I have to do is listen? Spirit nodded. I said, okay, I accept. Then boom, boom, zap, zap, mind explosion, implosion, attachment, erosion, heart revolving, problem solving, resolving all pain, new name, handpicked, organic, homegrown, return home to reclaim my throne and take my place amongst the angel kings. Out of nothing, everything. I bring that rhythm, that beat, that heartbeat under my feet, skip a beat, take it to the streets, feed them what they need. Not from a place of greed, but respect. Do you project? Inspect the scenes you select. And if you detect a hint, a clue of that glue that keeps you stuck to the old you, well, baby boy, you got some work to do. Me? I'll be dancing, romancing, taking my chance in the winds of change as I rearrange titles and names, break the chains and the rules of the game. Now they sing in praises of my name. Glory and gold, riches untold, unfold before my very eye, showering my blessings on all as the rain falling from the sky. For when you grow, I grow. So the seeds I sow are from the purest intentions, infused across all timelines and dimensions, so you can receive the download from the clouds. Can you hear me now, thinking aloud? All in due time, no need to rush to a line, just follow the signs to the picture-perfect paradigm. And then Spirit said, it's time to party. I was like, well, okay then. At least let me get my gold sparkly cowboy boots on first so I can get down at the hoedown. Enjoy the show, meow.
I want to listen to your poetry every night as my like bedtime story.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm working on a book of 81 poems, and the goal of the book is the start of the ego mind all the way up to unconditional love, with each poem kind of like a stepping stone on that ladder. And then I wanted to pair with like 81 facilitators to offer activities that you could do, whether it's breath work or yoga or like authentic relating or something like this, to help people get to the next poem in the book, you know. So
ooh, yeah, really
it's coming.
He must be the ghost of Christmas present, because
well, guys, I've had so much fun on this call. Like, I'm definitely going to be back, and I look forward. Thank you for the invitation to step out more. I'm definitely going to play on the forums a little bit more now that I feel like, you know, comfortable in this space. And I do have to step out, but I just want to say, like, thank you for all the work that you guys have done internally to get to the stage to build this group of people that are so amazing. So I'm excited to play with you all more.
Thank you very much. Lots of love, brother.
Thank you. We love having you. And, yeah, come back anytime. And, yeah, we'll see you next time.
All right. Much love. Blessings.
Blessings.
Right on. Thanks.
Mary, did you see that from Linda?
Linda, is this a good time for me to speak some language of light? Let her rip.
Hi, Mary. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yay. All right. I'm kind of like Darren. I listen more than participate, and you'll see my little notes in the chat, but I'm a quiet one. But yeah, I have spoken on language of light for several years, and I don't always know what the message is, but you'll hear a lot of people who speak that language. They always say you feel the impression, and you might get visions or you just have a little bit of a knowing what that was. So, all right. And mm-hmm. I always ask, anything that is not of the highest and purest divine truth and love is here we go, denied permission to come in. So mm-hmm. everything comes to the heart. All right, here we go. Shina kora me nayatukora hedehaniya natakara. Soria doa niana. Arahede shediada, pokora e shia aniana tayataka, orai mehaniani, sariadara noro koraba, aradi, shia nina the kora hamaniani, ara soyana, minayana, tokea, ehena, shadaya ni dayataka, nudo opohata, shadiada kara ni tatato. Hamayani nadakara sodayati shirata ara nidahara shodayatu komayana mokore shodayata shitayanana. I felt after I heard Darren and his poetry, I'm like, oh, that was so, it was so inspiring to me. It's like I've really felt I had to speak something in the language of light to kind of bring all of this in.
That's really beautiful, and it's a beautiful energy behind the language of light that you spoke.
Well, I hope so. That's always the intent. All right. Anyone else? Anyone that wants to share any type of language of light?
I speak that as well, but I'd like to hear if anyone else.
I'm going to mute. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
I found that when I sometimes have difficulty shaping words, especially when I'm in a prayerful place, and I found that I could get my mind out of the way and really connect with nature and spirit and my meta self by speaking the language of light. So thank you for sharing that, because I think that's something that is really a gift. And I think there's more and more that will be the language that we'll all be speaking and understanding. So thank you again for sharing that.
Right. And I do want to add that I speak language of light daily and off and on during the day. And a lot of times, you know, just silently. And that is how I have found an excellent way to keep me empowered, because I feel the shift. I can feel the shift. And I have different dialects to come through. And some dialects are more soft and subtle. Some are more, feels like I'm the warrior. The warrior comes through. And I can feel things shift around me for the better.
When I've read like different explanations from people who have been in contact with like high, you know, call it like higher beings, but like maybe more enlightened or evolved beings, and it comes through telepathically, it's like a more pure way of communicating. And so it's almost like saying maybe the language of light, because we use language, we use words as like a vehicle or a carrier for an emotion, maybe it's like saying it's a more accurate way of conveying information through sound shapes. And it's maybe like the next closest step to like just telepathically imparting information, or maybe an alternate way of getting across a feeling or something that we don't even have definitions or words for in English, but yet it has like the a more accurate energy packet that could be expressed. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are. And I would add that it's more aligned to what language is. And that we are English language, and so much of our the language that are not the pure source languages, and we still have a few of those left on this planet, but most of them, it's spell casting. We have no idea that our the words that we're using and the letters that we're using are actually part of casting the spell of this matrix. And so I think when we are speaking these pure languages, that we can cut through the matrix.
Exactly.
Absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. When you back to the straw man thing, and it's done by man, so we already know it's fictitious in a sense. The words they use, the dollar bill, there are codes in everything out there that entrap you into the enslavement that you just described. It's amazing. I mean, they have the UCC, somebody mentioned UCC 31, and I mean, if it doesn't come from the Creator, it doesn't exist in the light that we carry, that we transition and send out to bring more into the light. kind of hard to describe. You have a straw man, you go get a driver's license, you have a birth certificate. All this stuff is filed through to the post office, which then gets to Bern, Switzerland, the Universal Postal Union. They consider it all to be in shipping. You're in a shipping war, is what it is.
Hey, Blaine, can I interrupt just for a moment?
I'll stop right now because I want to get back to the energy work.
Well, I just wanted to say that if you have headphones to use, I would encourage you to use them because when you're speaking on your speakerphone, it's picking up some kind of sound and it almost sounds like a video arcade. It's very interesting that some other sounds getting picked up with your voice when you speak certain tones. And so if you can do that, I think we'll be able to hear you a little more clearly.
What was it? What was it you're hearing?
That almost sounds like a video game.
Give me a second here.
Whenever you speak, it opens up the mic and some other noise is coming through.
Yeah,
playing it on the PC. Uber
Conference is really sensitive, their microphones. It's kind of crazy.
Is it better now?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what it is because I don't have anything playing and I'm sitting here with one light on in the house. Did it get better? Is it my boisterous voice going too loud?
Well, you know, it could be, and it can also be that if whoever is not talking right now, maybe if you just mute your microphone until you do speak, and that can, I think, can help too, because sometimes it can be like a little feedback coming from someone's, you know, system. So, but it sounds good now, and I think it's interesting. It sounds like you have a lot of background on the maritime law and the whole, that whole scam as part of it, and the contracts and the certificates and the whole shebang, the illusion that we've all bought into.
Yeah, I didn't catch who said it, but when you used the words and you said casting.
Uh-huh.
Everything we write, everything we say is a form of casting. When you sign your...
Yeah, like spell casting. Yeah, spell casting.
Right, it's casting. I mean, it writes and spells.
Well, when you write your name, the very grammar they taught you in school, and I'm not a grammar king by all means, I'm still learning this stuff, but when you sign your name, like they want you to sign your name in cursive, correct?
Yeah.
What is cursive? Cursing.
Interesting.
So you're actually cursing when you sign your name.
Right. Or if you understand something, you're standing underneath it.
Correct. So the words, the very words you use are, how you use them could bring you good, great, positive, love, light, creator energy, or you could just bring in more and more negativity.
So there's a very, very interesting series called Dragonology by Mel Vey, M-E-L, and her last name's V-E. And I don't want to interrupt you for too long, Blaine, but for people that want to get a little deeper background in the etymology of language and how our language has been absconded, she goes really deep into a lot of this, like even words like the, you know, and where it comes from, an ology, and all these words that are part of our language, a lot of it with the Latin, but it's not just the Latin. It's even permeated the Germanic, and it's in other languages around the world too.
It's in all languages that the world uses today.
You know what's Molly. Interesting? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you can hear?
We can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what's interesting about, especially with the word understand, it's also, this is a kind of language that I as far as know I as far as what I know, although I know very little. That it's a language that is known by lawyers and persons who really study the law. So when you understand, for example, a judge or probably if a police or so ask you if you understand it, if you say yes, it means you're standing under them. That means that they are above you. But if you say you comprehend, no, that's a totally different thing. It means that, for example, you stand with them. Right? So the language is very interesting. And they use it a lot in especially in law, as far as I understand.
That is correct.
Oh, God, I've never... Yeah, authority figures. Do you understand me?
You use the word...
I didn't hear that as a child.
You use the word, I comprehend, or if you want to say yes to something, or you want to, how you say, stand under, you use the word, I concur. Okay, let me ask the question like this. When we're children, we grow into what?
Adult?
Yes. Where does the word adult come from?
Adulterate.
There you go. You're adulterated right there. We go through our whole lives being taught this. I heard this from a guy named David Wynn Miller. He cracked some grammar code. But they, in terms, bastardized the language a very, very long time ago. So when we speak, it is in the fiction and in negative. And we all are in the now time.
And this is another interesting one that I've been realizing also that, for example, when initially the word awesome, initially, a person would say, oh, that's awful, meaning that it inspires awe, right? But now that the language has changed so much, if you say awesome, means it's great. But if you say awful, if you see something and it inspires you so much, you say that's awful, means it's bad.
What it means. And you don't even think about it.
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Hi, I just want to test that you can hear me. That's all. That my mic's working.
Yeah.
Sol, yes. Erica.
I can hear you.
Oh, cool. Because I haven't. I'm going, maybe it works. Yeah, there's a beautiful word called H-U, and we're actually human, and the hu is the part of us that is that super being, that God self, that higher self. So it's an ancient word seeded into many, many countries, just H-U, and you can chant hu, sing hu, and instantly you're just lifted above this human state of consciousness into a higher state of consciousness. So just going, the vibration is so high. The vibration so high with you, and I have a recording with hundreds and hundreds of people singing it, and you can hear all the sounds. Just, you know, water, you're just transported to the spiritual planes with that word. And if you're feeling unsafe somewhere, just go hue, and it'll just save your life. It brings in spiritual protection immediately. So it's like a great big word for being in this reality that just helps you through it, you know, and awakens you,
know, you
spiritually.
So what's so cool
gift and contribution for today?
I think that's wonderful. And what's so synchronistic, Sol Erica, is that I just did a meditation with a group last week where we sounded hue while visualizing what
bringing us joy in this world. So like visualizing the new earth while chanting Hue. And she was saying, the person who was vocalizing was saying that this is like the most powerful vibration. So it's so neat that you brought this up, because it's just like another confirmation of the power of sound. So thank you.
Yeah, and even me putting my dear soul, Erica, my first name is Erica, and after doing a huge Ho'oponopono workshop with Dad Information running us, where we're not just, you know, inspired by the highest. After the weekend, I was just lying on the bed in the hotel, and I got my name, Erica, was this huge cleaning tool, just my name, which I'd never known. And then one time in the dream state, I put the word soul with Erica and said, I am soul Erica. And the person I was with in the dream state just bowled over by the power and energy of it. I've been very careful saying it in the physical. So you could find what your name, when you put it with something, becomes this powerful tool. And check with your name whether you're resonating with that name, and clear the energy on your name of every one of your ancestors, and just clear, clear, clear on your name itself, till your name's a powerful tool, or change it if need be.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Very cool. Very cool. Molly.
Yeah.
Is Hue a Qigong healing sound?
You know, in all likelihood, it is. The healing sounds that I've learned are associated with the elements, the five elements, and the organs. However, there are, essentially any sound is a healing sound. And if you feel that vibration in you, then the answer is yes. And so I would suspect that there are probably Taoist masters who use that sound, but it's not what I've learned from the teacher I'm working with right now. But the Ekankar people would use it to, they chant Hue, and it can bring a vibration to the place where you might get visitations, beings from other vibrations, because that's what Ekankar is. One of the things Ekankar is about is the soul travel and whatnot. So it's powerful, and it's amazing, because I had kind of forgotten about Hue, and then now it's like twice now in a week it's come up. So I think this is really it's just a real gift that we're being reminded about. We've got a lot of tools.
And you can Hue 10 minutes before you go to sleep, even. You know, if you're trying to go to other worlds, just Hue before you go to sleep. Hue when you wake up, you know. Just Hue any time of the day, because it's the highest, highest word that we have here. Now, for some people, it's such a strong vibration, the Hue just this other word until one day the Hue works. So find another word that you can use as your spiritual word that opens up all those doorways on the inner worlds, you know, and helps you to be who and what you really are right now.
Yeah. And what I would encourage people is to, there's Hue, and then there's like, I'm not quite yet, but you kind of shape your mouth where you're getting overtones, and that's where I would encourage you to do it, where you're starting to get these overtones, and you'll feel it. You'll play with it, and then you'll start to feel it in, like, vibrating in your entire body.
So you get the overtone by changing the shape of your, constricting your mouth or something, like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a maybe curling your tongue. I'm not quite sure, but
You kind of almost make a fish face, but not quite that intense. Like you kind of. Yeah, you just gotta kind of play with your lips. And that's all I can say. There's probably walking a YouTube video.
Yeah, walking down the street, hewing.
Yeah, hew on the toilet.
Love it.
Oh, good stuff. Wow. We need to do these calls more often.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, we will.
And I know that there's many of you that are listening, but that also have some, we all have gifts to share.
Yeah.
And this,
yeah.
Really, this is the time where we really need to you know, open up our goodie bags and share our goodies with each other.
Exactly. So get in touch with Molly. If you guys want to say you've got a particular gift, I'm thinking of several people on this call right now who might want to do like a group healing session where we've got so many fun little toys. We can do an Imaji call sometime where we vibe up some water, release some energy. But if you've got a skill or something that you want to share and do like a group thing with, like, and your creativity is like fired up, like, let's make it happen, because I don't want it to be like a centralized system where the calls are just like all Jason or all me and Jason or all, I feel like this is our forum, this is our community, and I feel like there's a lot of super beings that can, it's kind of it's time to step up and like share, and I want to just kind of extend an invitation, so yeah.
Yeah, and what I, if I can add to that, I would suggest that if you have ideas to message me, Molly, and you can maybe message me and Mary in the same message, Mary and me, and because we're going to be putting these calls together. I won't make a promise that it's going to be twice a month, but that's kind of what we're looking at for the most part. Is like every other week doing the call or seeing how that flows anyway, and maybe even doing more sometimes another time, you know, but anyway, that's the intention, is to get these calls a little more consistent, and we have lots of ideas, but we'd love to hear your ideas, and also, you know, doing some calls where we're going to be doing more like guided meditations and other calls where we're having open forum discussions. So, yeah, let us know, please.
Yeah, and we can put that information on, my email is marybetts@blueemeraldalchemy.com. I could put it in the chat, but I don't think everybody is in on the chat, so I can put it on the super beings in the, thread. We'll make a thread for that. And can we cover, is there anything else we need to cover? I think we should start a thread for the straw man stuff on the super beings, because I know that people have websites to refer people to. It would be good to have a resource for that if people were so interested to go through that process.
Right.
That's a great idea.
I've been hearing about the straw man, but I have no idea what the straw man thing is. Could somebody just update me as to what that is, please?
The straw man is the fictitious character that we are, we think is ourselves when we're born, by having like a certificate, like it starts with the birth certificate, which certificate basically makes us property of the United States corporation or whatever corporate, every country nowadays is a corporation, every state, every city is a corporation. And so the straw man is like a fictitious character that we think is us. and that actually there are people way smarter than me, but that have realized that all this is kind of, it's all based on maritime law and all this like crazy legal silliness that we've all bought into, and it's essentially all BS, and that there are people who are unplugging from this. The thing is that you really have to sort of know what you're doing, because even though like taxes, for instance, aren't legal in the United States, you still will get in trouble if you don't pay your taxes. So if you're going to take this route all the way, you really need to be informed and take the correct steps so you're protecting yourself legally. I think I kind of nutshelled it.
Jade, I don't know if this applies to you because you're in Jamaica. Is that correct? And I don't know if there is an equivalent, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's something similar and it's related to the Commonwealth of the UK, and like there could be something, some weird UK voodoo that's bound up in your legal system that might be also enacted, and I have no idea if this is an international problem. Maybe Blaine knows.
Right. Yes, it is an international problem, and it all stems from the Vatican.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, wow. So you have the three heads of the trident. You have the Vatican, you have England, and you have the Pentagon. And the straw man was created to basically enslave you, and it starts with getting a birth certificate. They take the birth certificate, file it with the state. If you don't claim it and rescind it within, depending on your state, I can't recall, I think it's either 4 or 7 years, then it gets sent to the Federal Reserve, for a CUSIP number attached to it, which then they basically sell you as I think they call it chattel on the stock market.
Property.
Your property. You've just been enslaved, and this, you know, I talked to my mom, and, you know, because, you know, she's 85, 90 years old or so, and she didn't even have a Social Security number. She didn't acquire her number until she was 16 years old. So this has only been going on for the last 120 years. And they didn't come out with Social Security numbers, I believe, because, you know, she was born in 37 and she had to go acquire her Social Security number. I think it came out in 1929 to 1932. When they did the Great Depression and took the gold standard away and put in the paper currency.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get a Social Security number. You know, I mean, I don't want to bring the Bible into this, but the Bible tells you do not receive the numbers. Do not have debt, because that is all of, if you want to go down that path, the enslavement of mankind. And it is worldwide.
And they use us as a means of the straw man is you as property. They create debt kind of in our name. Is that correct?
Something like that, yes. And it's not really the U.S. If you stop and think, man created all property in a sense of the United States, England, Europe, China, so they can control those divisions. Under the Creator, there's no such thing as the United States.
Right.
So we're here all on planet Earth, all supposed to get along, all supposed to be self-governing, and they took all of that away from us because it slowly got implemented. A wise friend of mine told me it would be, you have a conquering nation that comes in, let's say if Germany would have won the war, pretty much the rest of the world would be speaking German. You know what I mean? 20 years later, the kids that were, you know, their parents were conquered, they're playing along with the German kids and nobody remembers anything. So they take a little bit, they take a little bit, they take a little bit, they take a little bit. I mean, I remember back, because I'm 58 years old, when taxes were minimal compared to what they are now. They keep adding more and more enslavement. So as far as the straw man goes, it's nothing more than a piece of paper, which is fictitious because it's not written in the proper grammar, for one. And it does rob your energy because of the way it's written in the casting form. And it's not very easy. It's not very easy to get out. It's not.
So can I add real quick to that?
Okay. Jump in, please.
So when the reason that I did it is because I went down that entire rabbit hole that we've been lied to, the government, this Vatican birth certificate, all of that stuff. So I did my UCC 31, and what it did is it energetically, it wasn't even, now that I think about it, it wasn't about becoming the creditor, becoming one of them so I could do what they do and they couldn't do what they do to others to me. When I think about it and I look back, it was more just like the decree. It's releasing yourself from the bondage. It's one more tool. Not saying go out and do it, because it's not easy at all. And it's confusing as hell. And you have to send things to the state, send things to the treasury, make sure it's updated every 4 years, 10 years, all of that. But what it did is it energetically released me from that bondage, and it shifted me. When I think about it now, because I can discern things a little different, is it totally changed my trajectory.
Yes.
And obviously there's been many things since that, but it's an energetic thing. It's a soul release. It's saying you do not own me anymore in the way that you think you do. So in front of me and see what you got now. So yeah, it's more of an energetic thing than the paper, because the reason I never followed through with any of the other stuff, like using it to remove debt, obviously, which does not exist, using it to put claims on people, all of that stuff, is because you become part of the system and you perpetuate the system in that sense. So I never did any of that, but what it did is it released me. And yeah, I don't suggest doing it because it's too much trauma. This decree that we have here with the super beings, that's a way more powerful, higher standard of energetic release. But yeah, that was my little 2 cents.
I fully concur. And if we follow through with what we are putting together on the energy levels that the super beings do and all the other organizations or other beings working with light, it will change out of it. Because you're absolutely correct. You go down that path. I mean, I walked into several courtrooms and presented them with the right paperwork. And unless you go in with 20 people to stop them from arresting you and putting you in jail, they're just going to put you in jail because they want to make an example of you knowing the truth.
Yeah.
But back to what you said, the energy you get rid of or you gain by getting rid of certain things can all be done by you just saying the words, "I release this."
Yeah.
But you constantly have to do it because you're constantly having to tiptoe in the black, white, and gray, right?
Yeah.
So you stop and correct yourself and say, "I release this energy. I send it back with light, love, and peace. This is how I do it. And I fill my heart with love of the Creator and move forward in, you know, as a being of light."
You know what I would love to see, Blaine, like if we could get a thread going in all of this, I would love to see you and other people and anybody who knows, because they are constantly giving us clues that about this illusion. Like, for instance, when you go in a courtroom and the type of flag they have. You know, like that whole thing with the flag that has the fringe on it versus the, there's all these clues that they give that.
What?
Like, oh, yeah. Like the maritime law and not, it's not the United States of America, it's the United States Corporation, you know. There's, and so I think that would be a neat thing for us to start doing, because even if we don't do all that hard work that you guys did to actually legally do this stuff, it would be really great to be able to more and more be able to recognize all the little things that are that show that it's bullshit, so that then we can like do our own decrees and you know, when we see this stuff. So but Lane, can you talk about the flag with the fringe on it?
Well,
do you know about that?
There's I'm trying to remember the exact thing. There's a boat flag that's used. That's the correct flag that back in 1999, a man saw a takeover happening of the United States, and his name is hyphen. No, wait a minute. It's colon Russell hyphen J colon Gould, and then hyphen or colon David hyphen Wynn colon Miller. That they came out with the Parse Syntec grammar, which shows it corrects all contracts on the planet. 1 + 1 = 2, correct?
Yeah.
So if you can't write the sentence forward and backwards and have it mean the same thing, then it's not correct. But it's huge. And it takes years to learn it because of all the things that's happened to us. But as far as, I don't remember the gentleman's name that was speaking. Yeah, that's him, Russell J. Gould, thank you. You don't put the brackets in there in the quotes, but that if you go look that up, it will show you a whole bunch of stuff. You type that name into YouTube, you'll get so much stuff on proper grammar. It's massive. It's massive. It goes all the way to Bern, Switzerland, and the Universal Postal Union, which they control all on the planet. Who was the gentleman speaking before?
There was a man who, his name was Jade.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just going to say the stuff that
Nexus.
Yeah, the stuff that he's talking about is correct, and you don't have to go all the way down the rabbit hole to go play the game. If you just do what we do here with the vibrational words, the light, and the poems the guy was reading, that energy is going to change the whole system. So, I mean, to go down that path, I mean, it is very, 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 very time consuming. Very time consuming. And if you step into the court of law, I've seen people go in, do it correct, and if they don't like you, remember, they're fictitious. They're there to make you a slave. And if you don't bring others with you, they just put you in jail. But knowing what it is, like he said before, and using that energy, that will shift the whole planet and have a change. So as far as putting the threads up, I'll see what I can do about getting and putting some links together that you can post up and people look at. I mean, if you go to Quantum Hyphen Grammar on YouTube, it'll show you a whole bunch of stuff with David Wynn Miller and Russell J. Gould all the way back to when they were doing stuff in 2000. And most people look at it and go, what? I've been learning English for so long. You know, how can it be incorrect? And I'm sorry I didn't catch the lady's name that talked about casting, but all the words that we use, they are casting. They are very, very, very powerful if used incorrectly and if used correctly. Very powerful. You say the words correctly, it's a positive casting. If you say the words incorrectly, okay, let me just throw an example out there. This is going to be retracted and sent back with light, love, and peace. How many out there have said, man, I would really like that, but I want, but I don't have. What have you just done? You follow me?
You just decreed that you're in lack.
The word want, if you look it up, is lacking. I want to get that, or I want that, but I don't have it. So now you just put a double negative in there.
Right. Yeah. Like, he wants for nothing means he lacks for nothing. So
exactly.
we forget that the want is.
Man, that would be so cool to have a dictionary, or at least like a way of, like a better mastery of language. Because I know that words are words sound power, and they lead to, it's what we frame our thoughts in, and thoughts are what create our reality. So can we still speak English and be casting quote unquote good spells? Like, can we? Or is it about abandoning English altogether because it's filled with
look though, it's all your intention.
Yes.
When you get beyond the level of relating to something, then it doesn't exist within your reality. So understanding all of this is great and wonderful, and you can know all of this information. But when you rise above to a point that it does not exist anymore, then it's not necessary to think about whether or not you are doing something good or bad.
True that. True story.
Learning the word, it's all in intention, which is absolutely correct.
It is, but it's good to be informed. And it's also so that, it's part of the gently waking people up process too, because this is something that may come up in conversations with other people and help them understand, because people do not realize that and it's not just the English, like you mentioned, but the languages, these were designed, and I think it came from like the time of Babylon, but they were designed to, put us in subservience.
Babel.
I mean, from Babel. Exactly. It's all from Babel, which then gets into the Anunnaki and et cetera, which is a whole nother, topic that we can discuss another time. But it's learning. Jason has talked about this for years. It's like creating a new language. Well, in a sense, this is part of it, because even though we may still be using the letters and symbols and sounds of English, we can transform this language through our intention and by being informed.
Are you ready for the definition for Babel? I know this is kind of crazy, but it's talk rapidly and continuously in a foolish, excited, or incomprehensible way.
Right.
You mentioned Babylon.
Well, that's exactly where it came from. That's exactly, it was the Tower of Babel, because that's when the languages, we all, I feel that we all were telepathic, and we all spoke a kind of a universal type of language. And, whether it was more of like the Sanskrit or the Hebrew or whatever these pure languages were, but that what something happened with that injection that came through, whether it was the Anunnaki or whatever, but it was at that time in Babylon, and that it fragmented the languages. And I think that's where a lot of the spellcasting started to take place. I mean, that's just my suspicion. I don't really know. I have no basis in really saying that.
It goes real deep down those paths, and it did start, I'm going to throw out 15,000+ years ago. How long is that?
Yeah.
So do you think it's worth, just kind of one of those things where, like, if you're no longer ignorant and you understand or outerstand or innerstand these spells, that you can just kind of that all by itself, the breaking of the ignorance and being educated on where those things are, that also has an effect of
freeing up more of your sovereignty.
Exactly. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's you. I mean, like I said, I'm 58 years old, and we've been taught this for, if you've been taught it for 58 years, you trying to drop it and stop it doesn't happen in 0.2 of a second. But like next, if it is Nexus, correct? Where he writes,
yes.
I now say greetings instead of morning and hello. It's a conscious thing that slowly takes place once you start doing what you're doing. I mean, even just pushing the light that you're pushing now is stopping the straw man persona, per se, all around the world. So, you know, with us pushing the light and energy of being the beings we are. And yes, there is, I believe, a dictionary, and the last I heard was that it had been, I guess I could use the word compromised. So I'd have to check to see whether or not they've corrected it.
Wait, is it the Black's Law Dictionary?
The dictionary was done up by David Wynn Miller. So in the correct grammar, it would be colon David hyphen Wynn colon Miller. And he has passed away, so I don't even know if the dictionary is even available anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was also, I believe he charged...
Could you please repeat that?
Just feel free to pass on to me, Blaine, and I can make a thread if you don't want to do it yourself.
I was going to write it in if I can.
Yes, please.
Hold on. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see the keys. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Another person who has spoken with me about the straw man stuff, he just posted in the sovereignty thread, and I know that he's got information. He's passed on like a website or two to me for people that want to read about it.
Hopefully I spelled this right. Sorry, I got it on caps. But David Wynn Miller, go to YouTube. Also, Russell J. Gould, he was in the transcripts up here a little bit farther. But if you type in David Wynn Miller, it'll pop up. Russell J. Gould and everything there on what quantum grammar is.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, I this is just the energy that we push. The more we learn the proper casting and using proper words, the faster it goes. Like Nexus said, he, you know, just him doing what he did gave him a much different energy flow than what he had previously.
It feels like, I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but are you guys is everyone experiencing a kind of quickening where more and more people around you are waking up? And I mean, I know there's a lot of resistance, but is that something that everyone is experiencing as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of one of the most exciting things I've ever witnessed, actually.
I actually spoke on the last call we had, and I said, is anybody feeling this real hard pull kind of energy? And I don't mean it in a bad way, but there's definitely a huge shift going on in the consciousness on the planet. Huge.
Yeah.
Especially now that, you know, all this stuff's going on, that they're finding out about the false pandemic.
Correct. Yep.
That's a huge shift right there. Absolutely correct. On the higher we raise our frequency, the better the whole world is.
This is going to be fun.
Hey, Mary, can I
It's been fun.
Can I talk about.
Go ahead.
Mary, can I talk about what I'm being pulled to accomplish these days?
Yes.
So I do a lot of energy work and I work with a lot of tools. And what I've been working with lately is the heart space energetics and the soul connection and some very high density work. So my vibration is spiked constantly. So I'm getting all these downloads. And lately, well, I'm getting it. Lately, I've been called, I feel like I'm being called to anchor light and to simply do my part from the comfort of my own home with maybe an image of a place, a photo, or even being out somewhere. It's consciousness work, it's quantum work, and what you can do, and is what I'm asking people on the call, anybody in the super beings, anybody, any energy workers that want to get involved, is you anchor light in specific places. Let's say graveyards, let's say waterways, let's say electrical power stations. And what the energetics do when you anchor the light there into source, up, down from source into Mother Earth, you create an energetic where I'm actually going to be using a tool called the Wings of Talk. So I'll post this stuff up. I'm also going to have a YouTube video of it. But you take the image of this Wings of Talk, you place it somewhere in your imagination, you place it at this place, and it creates these energetics that help shift the environment that's there. It'll actually flow through the waterways. It'll actually flow through the power lines. If you do it at a power station, you could do it in your home. You can do it outside in your garden. It's just, I can't do it all by myself. And there are others that are anchoring light at this moment that are doing some really high stuff. But I'm being called to do this and I'm putting it out there for anybody that wants to get involved. And it's super simple. You just go into your mind, into the quantum. You imagine this tool there, or even your own bubble of light, column of light. And it's, I don't know if it would be considered grid work per se, but you know, all of this stuff connects us when we start working with these energies.
How about the,
I just wanted to put it out there.
How was, do you that, know which things,
how about
to
multiverse?
Multiverse. Yeah.
As far as what?
Well, we are, how do you say, you go into your imagination, how many can you create of yourself in your imagination? Multiple, correct?
Right. So, there's multiple going on right now, yes.
I was doing a meditation and it just, you know, you ever, I call it getting slapped in the head where the idea just runs right through you. You're downloading, right?
Yes, yes.
Where I actually just was laying there doing my meditation and used my imagination to float up above the earth and send out a whole ball of light to engulf the earth.
Right.
With a love bubble of light.
Hey, and I like that one, love bubble.
Doing that for several times, it just came to me. Why don't you split yourself, leave one there, go back to Earth, and send it all around there? Kind of like anchor your light.
Well, see, and the reason I put it out there is it can be. Oh, good. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, this can all be expanded on. This is just one way that I know that I can help, and that's just this idea. I also, a friend of mine just expanded on an energy technique that I use, and she used it for something totally different. So all of this right now is kind of just putting out the beacon. And if we need to get together on something and try to put together an idea, because what I've been saying to everybody is it's not going to be the big groups like the David Icke followings, like the Max Egan followings. Those guys have got 200,000, 500,000 people behind them. It's going to be the strong undercurrent of the really energetic, powerful ones, the super beings, let's say us, that are going to create the tidal wave. And this is what I'm putting out. I would like more of us to work together on these energetics and do what we know we're here to do.
You know, it's giving me goosebumps. Yeah, I'm in too. And this is Molly. It's giving me goosebumps because this is what the Sea of the White Mountain is asking for. It's so much in line with what she wants, and it's that like that recursive wave going around the planet, and it's putting in these adding to the pattern at all the nodes of these cross waves and putting these energetics in where it's totally resonating with me, and I really want to get involved with this, so yeah, count me in.
How do you know, Nexus, how do you know which areas to work on? Is there a way that you choose that, or is it just like you just focus on like regional, or do you do long distance, or what? I mean, how do you choose where to work?
What it is first off, I haven't thought it through. Second off,
I guess we'll figure it out.
Second Love off it. Is what I would like to see, and what is coming to me right now. And this is the reason that I like to talk. I'm a talker. And when I talk, I create this channel, this energetic channel, as you can see in my name, Nexus. I create this channel for bigger ideas to come through. I guess that's my talent. Anyways, so maybe focus on possibly bigger areas or bigger spots, let's say waterways, let's say electrical power plants. Start there, because what happens when you put the, or bigger water bodies of water, when you put the energetics there, it flows to more and it connects to more. Whereas if you just put it in someone's home, it's going to resonate with that home. It's going to help that family. It's maybe going to get rid of some stuff for them. Hey, I'll walk around the whole neighborhood all night long and just sit in front of people's houses and drop light. But if I can put it in their power plant or their waterway, and it's going to connect with them that way, therein lies the power. And thank you for asking. And I think that's the best way to go, is directly to the bigger spots where we can reach more by doing less.
Yeah, you're using the planetary grids.
Yeah.
And then we can get into heavy grid work. There's some other people that do massive grid work that I know, that hopefully she'll get involved here one day and come out of the shadows. But
and we're creating new grids too. So a lot of these old grids, the old ley lines are lifted. I mean, it's just, I'm putting that out there that from what I can see, it's the energetics are changing. Not that that things aren't lining up between, like, you know, Mount Shasta and other, you know, places, but there's a lot of new grids that are taking place. And I just want to put out there that some of the stuff we just need to do, and we can organize some stuff as we go on, but we have three eclipses coming up, and it's the big eclipse is the solar eclipse, which is going to be on the solstice, and it's
my birthday.
Wow, Mary. And on either side of it are lunar eclipses. So we actually have one coming up
the fifth, Friday, I think,
on the Friday is a lunar eclipse. So we have some major gateways happening right now. And so we're actually in the eclipse window already. It started with the new moon. And this is really important for all of us to just really, you know, put our love light, whatever we want to call it, our love bubbles out there. And because this is an opportunity to really open up the gateways inside of us. So that we're even bringing in more potency for us to be conduits for this work.
So we can do it individually, but maybe we could organize and schedule some like syncs, so we're all kind of synced up together. I don't know if like doing it at appointed times targeting specific areas altogether, or if one person is enough. I'm not sure how this will work, but we would, you know, in times past, we've done calls before where we actually weren't necessarily doing anything even as specific as like anchoring light, right? Like we would just kind of go into it very purely and saying like, hey, let our higher selves come in and kind of just take our, you know, we'd be kind of like take the healing energy where it needs to go and diffuse it according to the wisdom of the infinite mind to put it where it needs to go. So I don't know if even that's a consideration of, you know, like kind of making that a caveat. So there's no like actual imbalance of putting too much light out there.
Well, you know, I mean, Mary, I think that, I mean, maybe, but my feeling is that this is a different kind of, I mean, this is like a
different project.
When you say just the balance of maybe not putting out too much light, but I think this is kind of like the limitation of the English language in a sense, because I mean, sure, it's light because everything's on like somewhere on that electromagnetic spectrum, but it's like, it's, I don't know. I'm not convinced there can be too much of this stuff.
Well, would you want to change the word light to higher vibration?
Yeah, maybe so. Because
more than a vibration.
I think at this point things are so volatile in a lot of places. I don't know if it's true for anybody else that's tuning in. I right now in the U.S. it's pretty. I think it's getting better, but at least like a few days ago, it was really, the energy was extremely volatile, and I think it really is, still is, but maybe even for that purpose of kind of diffusing a lot of this kind of heavy, super aggressive energy could be soothed or dispersed or transmuted.
So Mary, this is the way that I see when you're doing this kind of work, and this is specific from the heart space, soul connected type work. What is happening is you're putting the energetics out there to basically hold the space. It's not intended to shift, like, here, change this now, or make this better. You're putting out the highest vibration of the heart energetic into the environment. And from there, it will allow the natural course of what's supposed to be, whether it's not strong enough. Hey, probably not, because it's the highest vibration in existence. But it will allow whoever is exposed to it and whoever is influenced by it to start to maybe Jiminy Cricket's now on their shoulder, where before it was the little devil. You know, so it just gives that little extra influence, and it holds the space, and it allows for the natural course, which if we're all in the same alignment here, we know that the light's going to win eventually. It's just how many people we need to wake up for it to happen. But that's basically what it is. It's not about going in and forcefully saying we're doing this to change everything. Well, we're doing this because this is what we're here to do. And it allows the space to be held for those that want to come into the light.
Thank you for that clarification, because, yeah, I needed that clarification.
I saw you were kind of struggling with the idea of it. So, but that's where it is. It's not a forceful thing. It's just understanding that we're some strong people here. I can feel all of you now. And that's how I know we're all on the right track, is that we're very powerful beings. Most of us are probably not from here. And we came here to do some point to know more of your, all of your other ideas of what we can do. But this right here, I can tell you specifically, this type of work is so high powered. It's so simple and it's not intrusive. It allows others to make the decisions from where they stand and not saying, here, let me whip you into shape type of thing.
Cool. I think that's important, because that wouldn't that be undermining their will? Or in maybe being...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
If you go in it that way, if you go in with the forceful, even if you go in with intent, you're still impeding on the natural course. Just like with when people try to heal. So they go try to heal somebody that has this ailment, this disease, that may be their natural course. And if the soul doesn't want it, it's not going to allow it. That's why I got out of healing. And if you watch my latest, some of my videos, anyways, healing sometimes is a forceful intent thing that impedes on the natural course. Yeah, it might work. Yeah, you could probably heal somebody of some disease, but is it the natural course? Were you the reason that they were supposed to live longer? Maybe, maybe not. But it's all about holding the space, doing it from the heart, and allowing the natural course.
Yeah, it has to resonate. That's the right word.
Yes, yes. That is, and that's what this energy work is. It has to resonate with you the correct way. Some people will go along this path. Some people go along that path, and right. I can't. I wish I could do light language, but you know,
everybody's got different things they do, different functions, and so you're saying this is we can be like vessels, kind of flowing or bridges.
We are vessels,
and allowing like you, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is you're allowing some maybe even breaking up block stagnation or blockages so that the natural pattern can kind of reestablish itself, a healthy, vibrant pattern can come back. You know, that's a really good way of putting it, and that's a very that's what Qigong is all about, and that's what, you know, like the craniosacral biodynamics or these healing modalities, they're what it's about, is just like, you know, helping the body itself or the field or the template or whatever we're working with to let go and to allow flow, to allow that modality, that the ability to move with the current. And so when we do this kind of work, it's all about allowing. You know, it's not about us deciding or foisting light or anything like that. It's doing like a cosmic invitation. with a shining light on a really good idea and giving, offering the invitation. But it's the natural way. And then what I mean by that is that where we all want to be, it's the organic thing. It's how nature operates. And it's only because of the construct that we've been in that we have forgotten how to just allow this kind of flow to be with us. And so this high level work, like that nexus and that we're talking about here, is really just helping to bring this, inviting the receptivity to this, because it really is desired. It's desired by biological life. Every cell, I believe, on this planet desires
this. What I feel that like I'm here for, and similar to what Nexus said and everybody else here is saying, we send out love, and whoever it resonates with picks it up, and then they start vibrating it and sending it. We're not here to force anything on anybody. That's not our job.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we're here under free will to send out love, light, energy, resonancy, whatever you want to call it. And those that are receiving will receive and awaken. The ones that aren't. And to face the fact, which is not fiction, not all are going to go.
Yeah, of course.
That's the hardest part to be able to live with and forgive yourself for is knowing that you're not going to be able to save them all. That's not our job. Our job is to do the light work, the love work, the vibrational work, whatever you want to call it, and those that are receiving will receive.
And, if we look at this in the model of nature, it's like not every seed is going to grow into a tree, and sometimes we just need to be compost. And some people are just going to be kind of like the fodder for something else, they're not, the time isn't ripe for them.
Will this be, so this information and even also maybe links to your videos, because I think that would be super cool to watch. Will this be a thread so that we can kind of revisit it? Do you guys want to do a call centered around this?
Yes.
Absolutely. Just comment on what Nexus just said just now.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree with what you're saying. I mean, it resonates. One thing, as you just finished, one thing that came back to mind is the whole saying that all roads lead to Rome, as they say. I mean, well, what I understand from that is that eventually everybody will go home. Eventually, because we are born of the light, and eventually we will go back, and everybody is on their way there. But in all of this, we just need to be mindful that circumstances don't matter; only the state of being matter. That is a wonderful axiom that came from, I don't know if you know of Bashar back in the days, in his earlier days, where he says, circumstances don't matter, state of being, instead of being matter. So, just being a beacon of love and sending it out, causing that space, so the person in their time will pick up and vibrate at at that frequency and go on their way at the same. I think that's very, 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 very powerful. So we just need to know that, I'm just reminding myself, actually, based on what you just said just now, all roads eventually lead home.
Very good, brother. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Man, he didn't write it in a poem, but the way he said it, oh man, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your voice is just, it's musical to listen to. Love it.
Thank you.
I think it's actually 11 p.m. Oh, go ahead.
It's late,
go ahead.
No, I just posted my link for my page. You can see the progression from when I started with Orgone back in the day, about a year and a half ago, 2 years, up into where I'm at now. And you can probably feel the energetics a lot more powerful these days. And the messages that I bring, they're for me to utilize, but the messages are mainly for other people to take a bit or a piece or something from it. And utilize that, and good stuff there. And it's all on the fly. I don't edit. I do it all on the fly. I'm a weirdo, and I love it. And if you don't like it, then don't subscribe. No, I'm kidding. I'm just
Cool. Can I put this, if you don't, can I put this on the Super Being site? Under the Member Services and Products Network.
Yes, if you remove your posting of my page, my channel, I'm sorry.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I approve the posting of that on the services. Awesome. Yeah, cool. That's fine.
Okay. Awesome. Yay, this is, I learned like so much on this call tonight. Yeah, Linda, for real.
That question now about the volunteers.
Yeah.
Sol Erica. Yeah, look, a while back, an email was sent out from Super Beings and who knows how long ago. And I read up all this information about how some of us are actually these volunteers clearing a lot of darkness here on the earth. And it was a huge section that really went into in depth all about our being here and clearing stuff, even when we don't realize we're clearing stuff. Now, I saw the site recently and I couldn't find what that length, there was something about us being volunteers, but it wasn't that. So I don't know if it shifted off the site, you know. Just wanted to keep it and read it, you know.
Mary, would that be the wormhole document, or it's, I think if you you're looking for where it is on the website.
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere, and it's quite with a whole long page on it about our role in being here and how. Yeah.
If you go to about. And then go to our mission.
Yes.
I think that's where it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of that information.
Anyone would have actually removed, would it have got removed? Is that possible that it could have got removed?
Was it in the forum under a thread, possibly? Or do you think that it was something wrote?
Actually on the website. And he sent out information to say, go read it on the website, which I did.
I don't think he's removed anything.
If you go it might still be there.
If you go to our mission, then there's a link about the Super Beings project. He does go into quite some detail about the Wanderers.
Yeah, it went to that.
And that's not, you're looking for something more than that?
And the volunteers, yeah. Look, the way he went into it was all about how we're doing this 24/7. And symptoms and things and everything about being this kind of volunteer, that we volunteered to do this role this lifetime, you know, and whether we have, like we might not have or we might have, you know. But I just went, wonder where it is, and I haven't found it.
I wonder if you could just do a search. If you did a search at the right-hand corner and it didn't produce anything,
that might be gone.
Like it's got to be like I just typed in volunteers in the little search box in the corner, and I found so many topics, but I don't know if I don't even know where to begin with that. So I'll look around. I'll look in my email. And you think that it was actually an announcement that came through an email and it could have been in the last year?
Yes, for sure. I wouldn't. Look, and I don't know about when.
But I just know he was alerting us that this was posted. So I've done the search on Chrome browser. I leave it up. So I've done the search, and I'll just keep looking and looking. Yeah. And once I get it, I'll save it.
Okay. Yeah. Share it for sure. Let us know.
Yeah. I'll ask Jason too, but we talked about the volunteers so much because that, you know, that Dolores Cannon stuff is where we even got the, you know, the concept. Volunteers, wanderers, we got from the raw material, but it's essentially the same topic, right? And I think we found Dolores Cannon in like 2013 or 14, and we were learning just so much from these people who were just perfect subjects. Like they would just go wander, and they would go right to the superconscious would come forth, and just incredible information. We were like, oh my God, this is... This explains so much. Don't know if you've read any of her stuff, but her books are fabulous for anybody that wants to understand more about what they may have come from, like the greater being that they are. And it might not be even be what you think, you know. People that were like the last life, they were literally like the color yellow inside of a nebula somewhere, and what that was like. It was really, really far out and cool.
And I would suggest maybe starting with a convoluted universe.
Yeah, convoluted universe is excellent. It was like the was it the three waves of volunteers? I think might have been the first book that we read.
Yeah.
And very cool lady, Dolores Cannon. No longer with us. But
well,
you can still
I
learn her method. Anyway, go on.
Oh, I think we have I don't know about everyone else, but I'm just like reverberating with all of this really wonderful positive energy, and I know it's getting late, and I'm wondering, are there any other questions or anything else anyone wants to say before perhaps we, close for the evening?
Yes, this is a slightly different note, very different note, I would say. I'd like to know if anybody has any information about the use of crystals. Perhaps you know in terms of their uses, I know there are some crystals that that are known to have piezoelectric properties, but I want to know if anybody books are materials on the properties or uses of crystals.
That's a super huge topic, by the way.
Yeah.
not a way to end a call, but maybe we can visit.
Oh,
that
sorry
on
about
other
that.
Forums. No, it's just crystals are huge. The energetics of crystals, which ones for what, how to use them, infused oil, this, that. There's so much with crystals.
No, that.
But you know, I do.
There's some reference.
There is something.
If you know of any books or something.
Oh, sorry.
So Jay, this is Pam. For the metaphysical aspects, I definitely recommend Robert Stone's Book of Stones. It's very good.
Robert Stone?
The Book of Stones.
Oh, the Book of Stones. Love is in the Earth is a good one.
Yes.
The Book of Stones, Love is in the Earth. Yeah, it is a massive topic, but I know for a fact there are a lot of crystal experts, probably at the Super Beings, who would.
And there's.
Go ahead, Molly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut in there. But bringing up crystals, the center of the United States. In Arkansas and this whole kind of a line underneath the United States is a huge, ginormous bed of crystals. And right now with everything that's happening in the world, this is an area that we could, individually and collectively put some focus on, because these crystals, if you look at the United States, it's kind of like where, it's where ancient Lemuria, Atlantis, kind of on either side of the United States, and then there's this huge bed of crystals. And I think what's happening in the world right now, this is like really important that these crystals are, that we really support the energetics that they're putting out right now. So I just wanted, since you mentioned crystals, Jay, I just wanted to add that to the mix here, that's an area that I, encourage us to put our, to place some awareness and put some of our energetics there with the work that we're doing. There's just some major codes coming out of that area. So food for thought.
All right, thank you very much. I'm definitely going to check out these books. So I thank you very well. I apologize for taking the call on such a. Thanks.
Thank you so much, everyone. You guys are amazing. Yes. I'm so honored to meet you and hang with you and serve you. And yeah, you're awesome. You're enriching the world.
Yeah. Jay, you want books on crystals, right?
Jade asked about crystals.
Yes. I mean, is he wanting them so he can start using crystals?
Right, something like that. I want to understand the properties of certain crystals.
Okay, do you...
So I can know exactly what I'm doing when I'm using them.
Do you have a place to go see crystals?
No. Please, not yet.
Oh, well, the reason I'm saying is if you can find a store or a place that has crystals and you go into the store, if you're resonating, well, if you and the crystals are resonating correctly, they'll draw you to them.
Oh.
And when you, when I go to pull a crystal ball or pull an amethyst or whatever I'm going for, rose quartz, smoky quartz, yeah. You go there because, I've been out to a place called Quartzsite in Arizona.
Yeah.
And you walk through, there's a mile long, mile wide thing of nothing but people selling crystals. And they will call you. And you just go run your left hand or right hand over them, whichever one you receive and push energy with, and they'll resonate with you. And those are the ones that I usually pick, are the ones that resonate with. Just something that I've learned.
Yeah, they pick you.
Yeah, they did. They do.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording, you guys.